And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in.
Hi guys, it's Dr. Brooke here today with Janelle. I'm super fired up about the topic we're talking about. We're going to be talking about an experience that just happened to me at a doctor's appointment, and I wanted to scream and run and get out of there and run to you women of Four Women, Four Health, and honestly just dive in and talk about it because I feel defeated today, definitely. So I had a midwife appointment and just my regular annual checkup for the most part, and I have to start by saying I had a great experience. I've only been to them twice so far, and I had a great experience last year. So I was hopeful because I'm coming to them with something different this year that we could dive into this and go through it together and kind of make a plan. So I've been experiencing some symptoms around my period. So I've been spotting a little bit before my true bleed during my menstrual period. And I went to her because I was like, you know, doing some research, I'm scared that this is low progesterone. And I've ran a Dutch test on myself years ago and had super low progesterone, a high amount of estrogen dominance. And I told her I really felt like I was doing the appropriate lifestyle changes. So the diet changes, the activity level has definitely changed. My strength training has changed. I would say for at least a year, maybe a year and a half, I can really say I've been diligently trying to focus on this. And I've seen some improvement, but not where I want to be at all. So I really was going to her with the hopes of her saying, okay, let's tackle this together and kind of see what you've done, what you're willing to do, and how we can change this. And the first thing she said to me when I brought up what I was experiencing was, yeah, that happens with age.
Oh, no, she didn't.
And I was just like, my jaw wanted to drop on the floor. And she just said that happens. Your period changes as you get older.
Without even doing like any additional testing or asking you any questions about your lifestyle or symptoms or anything of that nature.
Nothing.
It absolutely blows my mind that that is like the healthcare system that we're dealing with.
How scary.
It's so scary. And I, you know, I see this a lot in my practice because I specialize in fertility, where women will come in and they are so confused because they actually know more about what's going on with their bodies from the research that they're putting in behind the scenes. But then when they go to the doctors, they're confused because then they're like, well, I'm feeling dismissed, or I'm feeling like this concern that I have, I'm being told that I'm like overreacting, or I'm getting ahead of myself, or it has to do with age. But that's usually not the case. And it's usually a matter of something that's bio-individual going on. And that's what irks me so much in this field, because it's like, how do you know how to say that to someone if you didn't even like ask them a question about their life at all? Like, I feel like that's a question, or that's an answer to a question after you've ruled out everything else.
Everything. Yeah.
Hard work, lifestyle, conversation, spending more than 2 minutes with someone. So, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry you experienced that today.
I mean, the appointment in general was probably 10 minutes and under. And I'm not saying you can't be, you know, you can't have an effective appointment with that, but I am kind of saying that at the same time. Yeah. So that happened. She said that. And as a healthcare practitioner myself, I definitely would say I do have a little bit of medical anxiety, and I never want to go into an appointment saying, hey, I know this, and this, I'm experiencing this, and this, but I really just wanted, I wanted to be the patient. I wanted to just kind of be blown away by what she had to offer. And unfortunately, that was not the case. So then I was talking to her about the fact that my fiance and I are getting married within a year, and we will like to start trying for children eventually. And so I'm very much in that preparation. I'm full force, like, tell me what to do. I'm going to do it. I want to be, you know.
Should be. That's amazing that you're doing that.
I just, You know, I, it, well, it gets worse. So I was telling her that, and I said, you know, with the low progesterone, I'm worried that that could end in a miscarriage because it very much can. And do you know what she said?
What? Do I even really want to know?
You know, you've heard it. She said, well, you know that the statistic is that 1 in 4 pregnancies end in a miscarriage.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. That is so frustrating to hear. That was her only reply to that?
That was her reply, that I said, I'm fearful of a miscarriage, and I understand that happens, and sometimes it's completely out of your control, but I'm coming to her saying, I want to do absolutely everything, cross off every box I can to say, like, I at least prepared myself.
Your thoughts, and that is so frustrating. And honestly, like, I'm so sorry that that happened, because here's the thing, like, in a perfect world, preparing your body for fertility is what you should be doing. Thinking in advance, like making sure that your body is healthy and stable and ready to take on the blessing of, you know, conception and whatnot. But then also to go to somebody as the patient and expect to receive, you know, compassion and understanding and guidance and accountability, and then just to receive like a statistic is so disheartening. And I think that this really brings about this topic of finding the right fit, whether it be in your fertility or your hormone health or any category of your health. Like, one really important thing that you really have to identify pretty early on is that you're working with a provider that is aligned with you, because I see it so often, like, women will just keep going back and they'll just be like, okay, like, I was like not impressed whatsoever. I felt like my feelings were brushed aside, but then feel as though that they can't get a second opinion or a third opinion or change providers. So in this case, I no offense, but I would just be out.
You're like, run.
Like, this is unacceptable. And I think it's so important that, like, we bring attention to the fact that it is an issue. Like, if your period is irregular or you're having spotting in your cycle, like, that is your body's way of saying, hey, I need help. Hey, there's something out of balance. So if one of you listeners today is experiencing this and you're feeling dismissed by the provider that you're speaking to about it, that is your, like, red flag that you really need to start looking for another provider. Because there are things that you actually can do to optimize your fertility, to heal your fertility, to optimize your hormones. And, you know, what we teach in integrative health is that the symptoms, like Carly always says, are like the body's messengers, and symptoms are our friends. And, you know, even this is the other big thing. A lot of times women just don't know how their bodies function. So you go to your doctor and you expect them to say, oh, yes, like, I'm so glad that you noticed that your progesterone might be out of balance. Like, this is what you should do. But instead, you're just being told, don't worry about it. It's because you're in your 30s or whatever it may be. But that's a red flag. Like, if your body is not, if your periods are not regular and you know that in the next year you want to conceive a baby, you should definitely get another opinion or continue doing your own research.
Yeah. And again, as a healthcare practitioner, I froze in that moment. So many things were going through my head, but nothing at the same time. And I was like, I need to get out of this room and I need to go consult with my other friends that are healthcare practitioners. Because I'm like, I am not going back into that office to get nowhere, unfortunately.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry that happened, because your feelings are so valid, and it is really important, especially today, because we as health practitioners know all of the different factors that, like, could impact your fertility and could impact your ability to conceive. And it's like you're trying to be proactive and then you're being shut down at the one place that you're supposed to be able to go. And I think that's why the integrative, functional, natural medicine world is so crucial, especially now, because it just seems like when you go to the doctor, it's just like in and out, and it's black and white and the same for everybody. And it's like not, cause it's not individual. It's not targeted. And
I mean, just on the intake forms alone, it asked your exercise level, and that looked good on paper. It asked the length of my cycle, that looked good on paper. It asked if I have a heavy bleed, a regular bleed, and I have relatively regular. So this all looks good on paper. So I was just treated as a regular, when healthy in all actuality, individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you have estrogen dominance, it's probably stems back to your gut, and there's probably some sort of imbalance or toxicity, which is great because we're going to be doing our community detox in a couple of weeks. But like, it could be, you know, lifestyle factors like diet related, food sensitivities, like it could be any of these things. And you really, in order to receive the guidance that you deserve, you really need to be heard first. And I think that's the big message here today that you're trying to share, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely wasn't heard, and I definitely feel so dismissed and discouraged because of that. And any normal human would just say, okay, that's what my doctor said, and go on to try and not change anything about their lifestyle, and unfortunately maybe fall short to that statistic. So
as a health practitioner yourself, I think it would be an awesome opportunity to maybe share like what you plan to do next.
Probably work with Janelle.
Well, I would love that way too much.
But I really want to dive into gut health, I think, for the most part. Because like I said, I've changed my diet significantly. So I think it's a start, and I've changed my lifestyle habits significantly. Yep. I am trying to focus on stress management as much as possible. I definitely could be better at that still. That's definitely a big one. But I would say my gut health is definitely the tunnel I'm going down.
I'm so glad you said that, because as a gut health and fertility specialist, which is like all I talk about all day, they're so interconnected. So anyone that's listening to this that is struggling with your menstrual cycle or your hormones, or maybe you're already on a fertility journey where you're struggling, if you have these imbalances in your cycle, for example, if you're ovulating really early, or your period, like your luteal phase, which is the phase that comes after ovulation, is too short, that would be like an indicator of progesterone. That would be an indication that, hey, there's something out of balance. And for a lot of people, it does stem back to gut health, and gut health stems back to the environment, like our environment, toxins, our diet, our stress levels, our experiences. So over time, most people that you speak to, they haven't healed their gut. It's becoming more popular now to like make that connection of gut health. So if you haven't already looked at the gut, it's a really great place to start, because if you're not digesting food or absorbing nutrients, that can actually throw your hormones off. So Dr. Brooke, like you're right on par for like what I would recommend as a fertility specialist, because really honing in on your lifestyle first, which obviously you've been doing, and then finding a provider that you can really connect with, and even like a practitioner. Sometimes it's not your typical provider that you're looking for to work with. Like it's a practitioner that is specializing in what you're going through, like somebody that's looking at you as a whole person and that's hearing you and listening to you and providing bio-individual recommendations and suggestions to help you get to the root of it. But yeah, I think in this case, stress management is huge. If you're somebody listening and you're dealing with similar symptoms, it's like stress is huge. So what are you doing to manage your stress? I know you said that you've been working on it, and that's like one of your focuses moving forward.
So I definitely start my morning. I have to wake up earlier and just start a slow, quiet morning with, you know, usually I'm walking my one dog in the morning and then doing some gentle stretching and movement. And I think that's really helped me just have more of a calm demeanor throughout the entire day. So I would say movement has been my crutch for my stress management.
A good one.
Trying to stay off social media and just stay on schedule a little bit more. So not let myself kind of fall through the cracks of being on social media for long periods of time, and being really diligent about my habits before bed, not watching TV, not being on the phone, try to kind of tap into that circadian rhythm a little bit more. So I've been trying to manage my stress a little bit more. And then definitely I'm trying to delegate a little bit more too.
Yeah, that's so good. Those are all really great. And those are hard to do sometimes. It's easy to get sucked into like the scroll of doom before bed. And I actually have been trying to do the same. And something I've noticed is that I really do get a better night's sleep if I like shut it off by like a certain time. And then I give myself some time to unwind with like a bath or like A little guided meditation, or even just like sitting in the quiet for a few minutes before I go to bed. I feel like it's so much more productive for a good night's sleep. So I'm glad to hear that you're doing that. And I'm really sorry that you went through that today. And I really just hope that as a, I don't know, I guess a nation, like we can do better in this way. Like, and maybe as practitioners, by sharing this message, we can make a small difference, even if it's just a difference of encouraging somebody to like have a voice. And I think that that's like another really huge part of this message is that you should always have a voice when it comes to your health. Like if you're at the doctor's office and you have a question, you should never be dismissed or rushed or meant to feel like stupid for asking it. This is your life and your health. One of the reasons why I named my practice Intuitive Health is because when I was on my fertility journey myself, I had like gut feelings that I couldn't ignore. And it took me 6 or 7 doctors to get one that really fit to help me, which I know sounds a little overwhelming. And hopefully for anyone else listening, that won't be the case, or for you, Dr. Brooke. But for me, I just kept following that gut feeling. And I knew inside of me, like, this isn't right. Like the way I'm being treated just like isn't right. And I actually was able to like build this confidence in just setting boundaries and really like advocating for myself, which is interesting because I was going through fertility, but now as a mom, like that has rolled over. And now I feel like I'm a better advocate for my children. So I feel like in the process, at least you're growing and evolving and like strengthening your confidence in having a voice when it comes to your health, which I think is like so vital.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate that sometimes you have to go through these experiences to be able to advocate for yourself a little bit more. But I can tell you, if I walk into that room again, I'm not going to be okay with, yeah, it's your age. And yeah, that is the statistic. So we live and we learn, that's for sure.
We do. We know better and we do better. So hopefully this episode kind of encourages you to build that confidence in yourself and really develop a confident voice in what you're trying to pursue in your own journey as far as your health goes, and just making sure that you're advocating for yourself and setting yourself up for success, and you're not ignoring that intuition, and that you're making sure that you're heard and that you're also getting answers and you're getting direction. Like if you know your body more than anyone, don't let anyone convince you otherwise. Like if there's something out of order, don't allow somebody to convince you like, oh, it's just your age. Like that's pretty commonly like not the answer. That's not pretty much not like the
Yeah,
reason.
my jaw wanted to drop on the floor
Yeah,
with that
so I
answer.
can't even imagine, and I'm so sorry you went through that, but I
Okay.
really appreciate you sharing that story with me and also everyone here today, because I really think that it will make a huge impact for somebody else that's going through something similar, Dr. Brooke. So thank you so much. And thank you all for being here today. We realize that this might not resonate with your journey right this minute, but it might someday, and or you might know a loved one or a friend that might be going through something that this message could really hit home and help them to navigate what they're going through. So don't ever hesitate to share this episode with somebody that could really be blessed by it. And thank you so much for tuning in. Happy holidays to everyone. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.